USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Campaigning Friday night in Missouri, President Donald Trump blasted some unnamed people still in the Justice Department following an unconfirmed report that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein secretly questioned the president's ability to run the country. The president noting a number of people have already been fired from the FBI.
We have a true swamp in Washington. Just look at what is now being exposed in our Department of Justice and the FBI. Look at what's going on. Look at what's going on.
Unnamed sources have told CNN that Rosenstein had been joking in private meetings about wearing a wire to secretly tape the president. Rosenstein has issued a statement saying the initial report in the New York Times is inaccurate and factually incorrect. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News the Trump administration is working on a second summit between the president and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke held their first debate in a Texas Senate race Friday night in Dallas. They disagreed over race and policing, with O'Rourke using the case of the officer who shot a man in his own apartment as an example of racial injustice in policing.
If we have the largest prison population on the face of the planet and it is disproportionately comprised of people of color, we have something wrong.
Cruz accused O'Rourke of stoking racial hatred against police.
That rhetoric divides us on race. It inflames hatred. We should be bringing people together.
The candidates were also asked about Brett Kavanaugh, the U.S. Supreme Court nominee, whose confirmation is in question as he faces a sexual misconduct allegation. Cruz said the accuser deserves to be heard and treated with respect, while O'Rourke went further, saying there needs to be an FBI investigation into the allegation. On the issue of kneeling in the NFL, O'Rourke believes nonviolent protests are American, while Cruz says kneeling during the anthem is disrespectful of veterans. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The head of FEMA admitted he used government vehicles without proper authorization, but he won't lose his job over it, USA's Wendy King reports.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Brock Long had been under investigation by the Homeland Security Department's watchdog over possibly misusing government vehicles to travel to his home in North Carolina. Nielsen says they spoke about the problems and Long agreed to reimburse the government, though it's not clear how much money that actually is. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Researchers believe the HMS Endeavour could be lying off the coast of Rhode Island. That vessel used by Captain James Cook used to sail around the world, discovering Australia in the 18th century. Kathy Abbas, head of the Rhode Island Marine Archaeology Project, says it'll take much more work to positively identify the wreck.
We need to do test excavations to reveal more of the structure so that we see how she's built and what she's built of, what kind of artifacts are on board still.
The Endeavour was part of the fleet of 13 ships the British used to block Newport Harbor from the French during the Revolutionary War in 1778. All 13 were sunk. Experts are hopeful it will be definitely identified by 2020. Officials in North and South Carolina warn that the flooding danger is far from over, with South Carolina also ordering more evacuations as rivers rise. At least 43 people have died since the hurricane slammed into the coast more than a week ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.